Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the Six Rings Canton Show is sponsored by U-Brake Wheel Fix. Ever run over a pothole so hard your steering wheel shakes? Are you constantly having to refill your tires because it's losing air? Chances are there's an issue with your wheels, and U-Brake Wheel Fix is your solution. U-Brake Wheel Fix is Miami's premier wheel repair and restoration company with over 20 years of experience. Located in North Miami, U-Brake Wheel Fix offers quick repairs for damaged wheels and will even offer you loaner wheels to keep your car on the road while they're repairing your damaged wheels. Maybe your wheels are looking weathered. Don't replace them, refinish them with U-Brake Wheel Fix's in-house solutions, including power coating, machining, and polishing that will make your car look like new. Contact Mark and his staff at 305-748-0112 or on all socials at U-Brake Wheel Fix. And for a special offer for 5 Reasons listeners, mention 5 Reasons Sports and you'll get 5.5% off your next repair. That is 305-748-0112. Mention 5 Reasons to get 5.5% off.
Don't hesitate. Contact U-Brake Wheel Fix today.
You can tell us, but we don't show prep. So, so yeah, no, yeah.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a Six Ring Canton Show. Can't forget the name, though. Got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the Six Ring Champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still. Put a damage to your squad. The Six Ring Canton Show. The Six Ring Canton Show. The Six Rings Canton Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Canton Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go Canes.
Which kind of brings me to my next question that I wanted to bring up with you, Vish, right? I've heard some other shows and some other people talking about this, and I'll get to everybody's thoughts on this, but what is your assessment, Vish? Again, only 2 games, I know. We're only in week 2. What is your assessment of this team so far, right? We're obviously now we're in AP top 10, or we're in the top 10 now, ranked number 10th in the country. I think that it's a good ranking considering our player personnel, our team, how good we are as a team. I think that right now number 10 is solid, right? Some of those teams inside the top 10 are very good programs. Some may not be there this week. You may see some changes there again. But the truth of the matter is this is a good team, man. You saw the depth. You saw it in both games. But some people are still a little skeptical, and I'll tell you why, Vish, and I want to get your thoughts on this. You know, the hype around Cam Ward and how great he's been playing and how great he is, and, you know, the Heisman and this, that, and the other. And he's gotten off to a good start. Some people are concerned about the time that he's been taking back there to go through his reads. He's really taking his time. He's really, you know, he's not, from what I understand, he's not going through his reads. And then if there's nothing's there, taking off, right? Which is part of his game. He's not really doing that. He's really still looking down the field, trying to make plays with his arm. To me, I don't have a problem with it, right? I understand what people's concerns are, is that, hey, if he waits that long, he's not going to have time to throw against, you know, the Louisvilles of the world or, you know, some of these other better programs. Where do you think this – is this team better than you thought they were? Is this team as good as you thought they were? Or is this team maybe not as good as you thought they were going to be? And before we get to that, shout out to Norman. What's up, Norman, in the building with the $15 dono. Appreciate that, man. What's good, fellas? Great show. Thank you. Thank you. The General showing some love. General, check your text messages, man. I send the text on the group. You know what I'm talking about. Pimp Down. What's going on, man? I watched Tyler Barron pick up Famby's right tackle and literally throw him into the quarterback. He reminds me of a bigger, stronger Jalen Phillips, I'm assuming.
Same thing. Same guy.
Yeah, I love his play. We'll get into that. We'll definitely talk about that, Pimp Down. But your thoughts on this team so far after week two and the play of Cam Ward?
I mean, it's about what I expected. I picked us to go undefeated. I don't know what. And I think people just are afraid to believe that come up with BS. Like, I'm sorry, you can say you understand what people are talking about. What should he rush a throw out to simulate that there's a pass rush that isn't there? Like, what exactly do you expect the quarterback to do? Not go through his progressions just in case there's a pass rush, even though it doesn't exist?
What I think they're talking about is go through your progressions and then just go. Just take off.
Why would you do that?
I'm asking you, are you concerned?
Yeah, but I guess my question is, I've not seen him passing up rushing opportunities. I've seen him keep plays alive and make throws. So that criticism to me is looking for a reason to be skeptical when there hasn't been any on the field. Now, granted, we only played two games, right? I'm sure there are weaknesses that will show themselves. They have not been there yet. And when you're looking for a reason to be skeptical, then you're going to find it.
Yeah.
So to me, I mean, we saw in the play that got called back on the fourth down conversion, you know, he could have scrambled. He kept the play alive and threw a touchdown.
Right.
That's what you want your quarterback to do. I think he has really good pocket presence. He knows when to pick his spots. It's not that he hasn't scrambled when he's had to against Florida. He kind of mockingly scrambled against them. So, I haven't seen any like hesitation to run or to take hits. But I mean, he should, if he's got time in the pocket, he needs to use it. That's what good quarterbacks do. So I don't have any issues with that. I don't have any issues with anything on this team. I think the fact that Reuben Bain basically hasn't played this year and we haven't noticed is something that I would not have expected before the season started. Had a lot of freshmen step up. Wesley Vincent has taken a huge leap forward, which is, you know, we kind of were like, who's going to play next to Kiko and as him. And it's not even close. He's awesome out there. So we were able to play 22 freshmen in that game.
It's crazy.
Right. And so
and they made plays.
Bob. Yeah. And they're all over the place. I'm like, oh yeah, him. I forgot he was on the team and he's exactly. So I think this is far and away the best team in the ACC. I will disagree with you a little bit. I think the ranking is based on past performance and not anything this year. Otherwise, this would be a top five team. I mean, Oregon's almost lost at home twice to bad teams, and they're ranked ahead of the Canes. So I don't. Yeah,
that's a team that I have my questions about right
but,
now.
But I mean, we mentioned Missouri, right? I would have no doubt this Canes team would beat Missouri right now.
Wow.
And so, I mean, some of these teams in front of them. I mean, Alabama was in a dogfight with USF in the fourth quarter. We're going to play USF in 2 weeks. I think if we play the same exact game, they'll drop us five spots in the polls. I'm serious, though it's on the road. Yeah. So I mean, whatever. We're at least with the new playoff system, you just take care of your business and it works itself out. So the Canes are prepared to do that. But no, I haven't seen anything to be worried about or skeptical about. And I will say this. It ended up kind of blowing up in the Canes' face because you mentioned, you know, the end of the first half, FAMU kicked a field goal. That was good defensive clock management by Martin. He used his timeouts effectively, maintained plenty of time, and then FAMU converted a third and long. But that's what you want. You want him to be aggressive with that because the clock was kind of running. He could have let the clock run out. Instead, he used his timeouts and ended up in a field goal the wrong way. But again, when you're looking at, okay, what do we want to see from this team? I want him using those timeouts and basically betting on our defense to get the ball back, bet on the offense to score. And like I said, unfortunately, that was FAMU converted a third and long, then fumbled it and caught a break because of the fumble, too, because the clock would have run out, but he threw it out of bounds. And pretty sure that should be a 10-second runoff, but I think those refs were generally confused. That one kickoff, I don't know why we started on the one-yard line when –
yeah,
it should have been a half the distance penalty, not a spot of receiving the kickoff because we caught it at the one, ran it back to like the 25, got called for holding, and we started at the one. So I don't know exactly what happened there, but
it was like
the refs were trying to get into midseason form too. But no, I don't really see a negative so far. I think all the players are playing well. I think the big thing I'm seeing too is, you know. And actually, Mario talked about this today when he's talking about how they're spreading the ball around to so many people. That everyone seems happy to just be a team player right now, which is kind of a pretty big shift from, you know, where we've been in the past, where if a player's not getting the targets he thinks he's through, he starts complaining immediately. There's a lot of talent on this team, so no one's going to get as many targets as they'd want. That's the reality of it. And they all seem okay with that. We're seeing, you know, Sam Brown is making plays when the ball's coming his way for the most part. But, you know, he's the one who seals the edge against Florida for that Fletcher touchdown run. He's still doing his work in there, even though he probably wishes he was getting more targets. That's weird. There's a good team chemistry here. Everything's rolling forward. No, as far as how Cam Morris plays, he's been outstanding. He's a favorite to get to New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony right now. Yeah. So,
well, I'm glad that you mentioned Sam Brown because I want to kick this over to you, Blue, on not only the play of Sam Brown, or you know, through the second week, but also, again, this you're right, right? If we want to nitpick, we can find something.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So if I'm nitpicking, I'm going to find this. There's been a couple of explosive plays, even against FAMU, and then obviously the one against the Gators with Montrell Johnson. Your assessment on Blue, your assessment on those blown plays, right? Those big plays that they've given up, you know, whether it's the big run by Thad, the pass, the catch by Quan Lee on that blown coverage. Do those things concern you at all when we get into the meat and potatoes of the schedule with ACC play? How some of those teams may take better advantage, more advantage of when we give up plays like that to finish drives? Because obviously there's times where, you know, FAMU might get that, but then the defense tightens up, they figure something out, they make a play against a team that's lesser like a FAMU. But when you're starting to play guys like, you know, like Louisville and all these other ACC teams, do you think that that is a problem? Do you think that that's just a few things here and there that they got to clean up? Again, we're only in week two, right? And then the second part of that is, I'm not concerned about Sam Brown not making huge plays. First of all, we're in week two, for the love of God, right? Like, let's calm down about that for a second. Number two, he has made huge plays. As Vish mentioned, that huge block to seal that touchdown run by Mark Fletcher two weeks ago was impressive, right? A lot of wide receivers can't make those blocks. So I'm okay with the play of Sam Brown right now, but your assessment of Sam Brown so far and what I mentioned earlier regarding the big plays that have happened, do you see maybe bigger, better teams taking advantage of finishing those drives, or is the defense still good enough to continue to make plays?
Well, let's take Sam Brown first, and it all reflects on the wide receiver room with the great job that Kevin Beard's done. I mean, to play the position of wide receiver doesn't always mean you have to be the catch, the guy on receptions. Certainly, as you mentioned and Vish mentioned about Sam Brown blocking, so does Restrepo. So does every wide receiver, which in the past that hasn't always been the same. So you got to give KB, Kevin Beard, a lot of credit for what he's been able to do and making those receivers total receivers. So everybody's playing when they're not being – their number's not being called. They don't just – you know, they don't jog out to their, you know, position. They run out just like – you know, and that's one of the things they've evaluated, that when your number's not called, you better be – into the game just like it was. And take a look at the great teams, Alabama, Georgia, those type of programs like that. That's what they do. It's a team game. It's not an individual game. And they've turned this into a team game. No, I'm not worried, because every team, you know, we're talking about a team that you would have been jumping over the moon to start off 2-0 the last couple of years like this and playing the way they are. So I'm not going to nitpick. Everything will work its way out. I think that sometimes you coach accordingly. And I think that Florida A&M wasn't going to, you know, be the opposition that Florida was as far as size, as far as team speed. So Miami, you know, they made mistakes. Everything's going to happen. You're going to let up big plays. I mean, the best teams in the country will let up big plays. It just happens. And, you know, I mean, and there's nothing you're going to be do to consistently stop every play. You just can't. You know, I mean, then you know, the teams would outscore the opposition 7-10-10. And that's just not how it is. It's just that, you know, this game – especially now, how evenly it is with on most fronts, with the portal and with the NIL deals, so things are evening out. So it doesn't surprise me where a kid like you mentioned, UCF commitment or a Miami commitment would come back and make a play, because there was a reason why a lot of these guys, you know, committed to Colorado or Wisconsin or some of those other positions, because they were pretty good. They just got there and there was other guys who were better and they left and opted for playing time. So I'm not worried about that, because as the competition gets tougher, it'll probably get tougher in two weeks against South Florida, because obviously they got some players on the team and they're extremely well coached. But then after that, Virginia Tech, and then, as Vish said, you start getting into those, you know, programs that, you know, not that you shouldn't be able to show up this Saturday, but if you didn't, it's not going to cost you the game, because Ball State, I watched their tape from last week. They're horrible. Let's just face it. They're horrible. I mean, you know, I'm not going to panic. Let's wait till it happens in a key game, you know, that's going to maybe almost cost them that game. And then we'll change, you know, we could change from there.
Yeah, I agree with
that's you. Just my opinion. I mean, I'm sure you guys have different.
No.
That's actually why I flashed up what Willie said here. It's only fair to judge them what they've done. Just, you know, let them screw up first before.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.